You're listening to SBS News.
Thank you, Minister, for your time.
Thanks, Majid.
The Australian government yesterday announced that an initial 3,000 humanitarian places will be allocated to Afghan nationals. When will the eligible Afghan be able to apply for these visas?
Yeah, well, thanks, Majib. That's right. Yesterday, we've announced an initial 3,000 places. The Australian government expects more places will be available in our humanitarian program during the course of the year. And the government and the Prime Minister have said that we know that number will increase. People are able to apply for the humanitarian program in the normal way. Family members here in Australia can begin the application process for people that are stuck in Afghanistan at the moment. It is a tragic and evolving situation, and we know that people are stuck and unable to move to Kabul or to an airport or unable to get out. So family members can apply, lawyers, migration agents, people on behalf of people, sponsorships, the UNHCR, others. You know, there are many mechanisms to make an application, and they'll be taken in the normal course of events as per the normal application methods.
Can you please provide more details about the eligibility criteria for these visas? Also, approximately, how long will the processing of these visas take?
Well, Majib, so the humanitarian program is well established in Australia. Each year we take 13,750 from all parts of the world. There are criteria that applicants need to meet. They need to meet health and character and safety requirements. They obviously need to be in a humanitarian situation. There are several relevant things. All of the information is available on the Home Affairs website. But I think many in the community, in the Afghanistan-Australian community, understand the requirements of the humanitarian program pretty well. Many have come through it. They are the same requirements. And what I have said, and this is important that everyone in the community understand, is that in this year's program for the humanitarian program in Australia, the Afghan community will be given the highest priority. That means they'll be given the top processing priority, so they'll be processed first, and they'll be given a place first. And that's in the entire world. So for Australia, the Afghanistan cohort of humanitarian places will be given the first priority within our program.
So will the processing of these visas take months or a year? Can you give us a time frame?
Well, it's difficult to say in relation to different visas. Sometimes people take a short time because all of their documentation is ready, because they have their police clearances, because they're able to do a medical. But then it is impossible for me to answer what would happen if people don't have all the information together. Sometimes we need further information. Security checks have to be done and completed. That can be simple, or that can sometimes be difficult. So they'll be processed in the normal way. But what I have said is that in the whole Department of Home Affairs in Australia, they will be processed first. So they will be given the processing priority, and places will be allocated first in the Afghanistan cohort for Australia this year. So that is the best Australia can provide within our humanitarian program.
Afghan interpreters and former IDF contractors are worried about the safety of their families. Will they be given a priority?
Yes, what we have said is anyone applying through the humanitarian program who is an existing Australian and the community, and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, reached out to the community today in a community roundtable to tell them that we have put priorities on the places. Relatives of existing Australian citizens, of course, will have a priority. Women and girls will have a priority. Persecuted minorities will have a priority, Hazara, others. People who are at risk will have a priority. But of course, we want to work closely with the community. And today we held a roundtable with about 200 national Afghan community leaders to communicate that message that Australia will have a big input, and Australians of Afghan descent will be able to work with our officials on their family to apply for humanitarian visas. And we want to have strong links to Australia in that program.
The people, the Afghans living in other parts of the world, the refugees such as in India, in Pakistan or Iran or Indonesia, will they also be able to apply for these visas?
Yes, so people can apply for a humanitarian visa from other parts of the world. We're aware. We know that there will be border movements as well, given the desperate situation with the Taliban in Afghanistan. And we know people will cross the border. And we will work with international agencies, with the UNHCR, to identify where people are. We are asking internationally what arrangements will be made for people across borders, and we'll continue to work through those details. But people are able to apply offshore from different countries for humanitarian visas.
People who does not have links here in Australia and they are still in Afghanistan, and as you know, the neighbouring countries, they close their borders with Afghanistan, and Australia doesn't have an embassy in Kabul. Do you think they can apply from any other sources such as UNHCR or any other way they can apply?
Of course, we always work closely with the UNHCR, but with our humanitarian program, Australia manages it very successfully, and we do look to prioritise people with links to Australia. We do look to prioritise vulnerable populations, and that they're the priorities we've set. But it is available, and people can apply. So, you know, we have 3,000 places that will be made available initially, and we know that number will increase.
In comparison to other countries such as Canada, UK, Germany, which announced 20,000 visas for Afghans, why has Australia allocated only 3,000 visas?
Well, since 2013, Australia has resettled 8,500 people from Afghanistan here in Australia. They are already here. And that is a significant contribution. Some countries have less. They don't do an annual program from Afghanistan every year. And additionally, we've said that's an initial 3,000 places, and that will increase. So there will be more places. And we know that it will go up during the course of this year. So we don't expect it to stay at 3,000. What we also know is that that in some countries, if you look at the UK announcement, for example, they've actually announced 5,000 in the first year, and the 20,000 is in the future. But nobody can really say if you'll get to that 20,000 figure or not. So we're announcing a realistic figure up front, 3,000, knowing that it will go up and it will be larger than that. Some countries are taking a different approach. That's a matter for them. But we prefer to announce what we are going to do and what we're able to do, and realising that it will be a larger figure.
Again, I thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you. Chris?
Yeah, mate. How you doing?
Good. So can you just save it and send it to me, especially...